This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. We endeavor to invite every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on the show. Most accept our invitations, so each week between now and Election Day, we'll try to bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know, and we'll try to invite them on. That being said, joining us now is Philip Sarnicky. He's a Kansas businessman, a family man, and job creator who has built companies that today employ approximately 1,000 people across multiple industries. He founded and led RPS Financial Group, growing it into one of the largest financial services firms in the nation before selling the company. His wealth management company has more than $10 billion in assets under management in Kansas, and in its final year under his ownership, paid out more than $135 million in dividends to Kansas families and businesses. So basically what that means is the next time I need a loan, I know who to call. Phil, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you, John. Great to be here.
So, you know, this is a question that I ask of all of my candidates, and in particular, someone like you who clearly doesn't need the job. I guarantee you it would be a pay cut, but why? Why would you subject yourself to the scrutiny, to the the onslaught from the press? Why run for governor?
Well, that's a great question. That's a question I asked myself for a long time, that exact question, actually, because, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm very blessed. I have a wonderful life. God has blessed us in amazing ways. And but, you know, number one, John, I got tired of losing. You know, we live in a state where Donald Trump won 58% of the vote. Actually, he won Kansas. Think about this, 3 times.
Right.
With large margins. We have not elected a Democratic senator in Kansas in almost 100 years. We are the longest running state without a Democratic senator. And for some reason, we have not been able to win the CEO job, the governor's job, which I think is the most important job in the state. And we've had a liberal Democratic governor for the last 7 years. And the people that are running and the people that I've supported in the past, they're good people. They really are. Heidi and I, my wife and I, we have helped try to get them elected. We have written them checks. We've hosted fundraisers. And I got tired of doing that with people that I believe are not ideally suited for a CEO job. There are, you know, you look at what President Trump has done federally, nationally, as an outsider, as an outside business leader. If you look around the country, when I actually started looking at this a couple of years ago, there were a dozen governors that had never run for office.
Glenn Youngkin,
they were
perfect example.
Glenn Youngkin,
yeah.
That's right. Who I know Glenn a little bit. I'm actually in a CEO group with Glenn. He was one of the people I talked to and discussed running for governor with before we decided to run. And then you have Bill Lee in Tennessee. You've got Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma. You got Pillen in Nebraska, Doug Burgum at the time. So you've got a lot of governors who came from the outside. They were business leaders. They were CEOs. And Glenn Youngkin actually told me something interesting last summer. He said, fundamentally, the governor's job is a different job than other political jobs. He said it is a CEO job. You know, it's he kind of joked. He said, it's called the executive branch for a reason. And so we have, I believe what we've done, we've taken, again, good people, but legislators, and tried to make CEOs out of them. And as I looked at the field, I realized I am the only one that's not a politician. I've spent over 30 years building businesses, creating jobs all over the state of Kansas, including all around Wichita. I mean, we've, you know, whether it be insurance offices, investment, wealth management offices, Quick Lubes. I mean, we have offices in El Dorado. We built a Quick Lube in Andover, you know, Derby. I had a financial office in Hoisington, Kansas. You can just literally go around the state. And my wealth management insurance business has almost 100,000 clients in the state of Kansas, people who trusted our firm for their financial futures. And so if we're going to win this, it's going to take an outsider. It's going to take a new kind of leader, really, to bring a new day for Kansas. And where we are economically right now, we're in a really scary place, which if you want to talk about, we could. CNBC business rankings by state. You know, Moody's just came out last week and said we're one of 21 states already in a recession. And none of that's going to get turned around by a career politician, in my opinion.
You know, Phil, you attended recently the Chili Feeding Forum in Winfield. By the way, you came in, I think, second or third in the bean poll, which is a testament in and of itself. And I asked you one of the questions that I thought it was fair, but I thought it was a tough question. And it was, what do you say to Kansans who maybe say, you know, that for an outsider, you might, to people who are concerned that maybe you don't know how to get things done in Topeka, you don't know how to pass a bill, you don't know how that process works at the legislative level. And I'm curious if you wouldn't mind sharing your answer, because frankly, I thought it was a good answer.
Well, I think that's something for politicians say to try to, you know, influence the voters. That's what they told President Trump. That's what they said about President Trump, right? That's what they said in Virginia about Glenn Youngkin. That's what they always say about outsiders to try to keep their power. And the reality is, it's not difficult to figure out how to pass the bill. It's negotiating skills. It's relational skills. It's the things that I spent 30 years doing in the business world. And that's what we'll bring to the table. It's about leadership. I mean, I had almost 1,000 employees across all of my companies. We had a presence in, honestly, I'm not even sure. Well, actually, we had clients in all 50 states. So it was, it's a large organization. So I know how to run large organizations. I know how to run large budgets, build leadership teams, appoint really talented people. And let me mention the CNBC. I mentioned the Moose thing, but CNBC just a few weeks ago came out with their business ranking by state. They do it here. They ranked our economy in Kansas 48th in the country. They gave us an F, and they said we are the third most likely state in the country to go into recession. And then obviously, like I said, Moody's just came out and said we're one of 21 states already in a recession. So if understanding how to pass a bill leads us there, I'd rather not understand how to pass the bill, right?
Right.
This is about strong leadership. This is about getting elected. And we're very confident we're going to do that. It's also about raising money and having money, by the way, to put into the race, because one of the reasons we lost the last two cycles of governor's races is we got crushed From a spending standpoint, we just didn't have people who did a good job financially raising money or putting money in.
We're talking with Philip Sarnicky, who's one of the Republican candidates for governor. You brought up spending. Let's talk a little bit about taxes and spending. Is there anything at this point that the state can do about property taxes? And is there more that we can do to cut spending?
Well, yeah, there's a lot more we can do to cut spending. And what we are, and let me give you a lay of the landwork, not you. I know you know this, but for the listeners. So if you look at our border states, and I'll throw Arkansas and Iowa, which are technically not border states, but they're very close. These are the states we mostly compete with. We have the highest income tax rate of all those states for our personal income tax rate. We have the second highest corporate tax rate for all of those states. Our property taxes are 50% higher per capita on average than those states that I just mentioned. And by the way, you can throw in our electricity rates as well, which are dramatically higher on average than all those states, which is essentially a tax also. We are crushing our citizens in Kansas, the people of Kansas, the working families of Kansas from a tax standpoint. We've grown our total budget, not the general, but the total budget's about $26 billion, of which $10.5 billion of that has been added in just the last 7 years. Now think about that for a minute. Yet, we have not grown our population in Kansas. It grows at way under 1%. So essentially, it hasn't grown in like 2.5 decades. That is a recipe for disaster. That's why CNBC gave us an F and ranked our economy 48th, and Moody's said we're, one of 21 states are in recession, because they looked at all of that, the same data that I'm looking at, and it is really, really hurting our people, the state of Kansas. And I'll tell you where I believe this fundamentally starts. I think it fundamentally starts at the level of starting and creating new businesses. It is extremely difficult in Kansas to start a new business. The bureaucracy, the red tape that that you have to go through, the paperwork that you have to fill out. I'll give you two examples. I have a bunch of them because I've been talking about this a lot with, people that I've been out there meeting with. And I had a lady that all she wanted to do was start a home daycare. Okay, this should be a very simple process. Now, you do a really good background check. You make sure, it's not a crazy person. But it should take maybe, 4 to 6 weeks, let's say. It took her 2 years to get that started, right? Now, that is government inefficiency at its highest. Here's another example. I have a chief operating officer of a company up here in the Kansas City area on the Kansas side, very, very successful guy. His wife speaks fluent Spanish. And they wanted to start a business where essentially she would train people to go out and then train other people, how to teach Spanish. And they don't need the money. He's very successful, by the way. He's supporting me also. But he's very successful. They don't need the money, but they wanted to start this business. And he told me, he said, we probably would have employed around 15 people to do this. Well, they got it. It was over a year. They still hadn't gotten it done. And he said, we just gave up. We just said, we're not going to do it. It's just too much hassle and too much work. And so there's an example of a business that would have created 15 good, solid paying jobs. And because of the government bureaucracy and the red tape, he couldn't get that done. And, they just gave up. So we've got to fix that, number one, because we don't have, if we're not growing our population, we're not growing our tax base. And so the people that live here have to take on an ever-increasing burden to pay more and more taxes, whether it's property taxes, whether it's income tax, whether it's even corporate taxes. So if we start there and we can unleash this entrepreneurial spirit across the state of Kansas, which, by the way, I've been doing for 30-plus years. I know exactly how to do it. I've created businesses and jobs all over Kansas, big cities, small cities, you know, et cetera. And we can do that at the government level, too, if we trust our people and don't trust in government. And that's what our career politicians do. I mean, with all respect, they, you know, their trust is in government, and they don't even really understand how to look at it, to be honest with you. And so that's what I, you know, that's what I bring to the table, and that's what I'm really excited about doing for the people of the state of Kansas.
It's like the old saying that, you know, politicians all too often are used to signing on the back of checks and not on the front of checks. Phil, do you mind? I'm up on a hard break. Do you mind if we take a quick break and then we'll bring you back after the commercial? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Philip Sarnicky, who is one of the GOP candidates for governor. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is Philip Sarnicky, one of the plethora of Republican. It's a good thing. We're blessed. We've got a large group of very good candidates to choose from in next year's election for governor. Phil Sarnicky is one of those choices. Phil, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, or with us still, rather. Let me talk to you a little bit about some of the basic platform issues. I know, we've talked and we had a chance to talk a little bit at the Winfield event, but where do you stand on basic platform issues like the Second Amendment rights and the right to life?
Yeah, well, I mean, do you want to know how many guns I own? Do we start there? I mean, I'm a, you know, huge proponent of the Second Amendment. I have a long history of, you know, my father was in Vietnam and in the Army, and my grandfather was in the Air Force, and we own a farm down in Franklin County, outside of Rantoul, Kansas, and plenty of shooting goes on down there. And I think, you know, the Second Amendment's one of our obvious fundamental rights. It's critical to the freedoms that we enjoy. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm somebody that, you know, liberty, freedom is really the hallmark of our country and what I believe it was founded on. Right to life. I mean, Heidi and I have been, you know, huge supporters of the right to life, just the entire world, if you will. We've been, you know, honestly, one of KFL's largest supporters for years, largest donors for years. And she was there in Winfield, a Wichitonian, somebody from Wichita there. My sister lives in Derby, by the way. But Julie Samaniego, is my treasurer, and Julie was the treasurer for the Value Them Both campaign. And so, listen, we're going to fight every single day in office to reduce the number of abortions in the state of Kansas. That is critical to what we do and what we need to lead on, and we're excited about doing that.
What's your stand on school choice? It's another core GOP party platform issue.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people really favor school choice, as do I. I mean, again, I'm somebody that believes in that competition makes everybody going. Now, it does need to work for everybody. I understand that, you know, it can be a little different, you know, if you're in kind of rural Kansas versus suburban Kansas, for example. But at the end of the day, I want people to have choices. I want parents to make the choices for their kids on what's best for them. Heidi and I both grew up in public schools, and I think public schools are a wonderful option for many, many, many Kansans. For others, though, they might want to homeschool their kids. There's obviously a lot of homeschooling that's going on. There's private school choices. And I think the critical piece is we just make it as easy as possible for parents to choose what's right for their children.
Yeah, I love that. And that's really what it should come down to is, and what's funny is the Democrats who are all about choice when it comes to killing kids are opposed to it when it comes to education. So it is funny. Talking to Philip Sarnicky, who is one of the Republican candidates for governor. Phil, let me. I want to ask you about a text that many of us have received. I got, my wife and I both received it from you about redistricting. You've chosen, and I was glad to receive it. I thought it was a wonderfully done, well done. You've chosen to weigh in on this issue, and it seems to be one that's important to you.
Well, it is, because I think this is an example where, quite honestly, like I said, we have good people, but we need stronger leadership. The idea to me that some of our fellow Republicans are waffling on this, or even just choosing to oppose it, is very disappointing and very frustrating. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. And why they need to be stronger as leaders around this is because, you know, if you look around the country, I mean, go to, say, Massachusetts. I believe President Trump won, don't quote me on this, 38% of the vote in Massachusetts. Republicans have zero districts in the state of Massachusetts out of nine, I believe. Democrats have all nine, even though, you know, President Trump won about 30% of the vote. That's all because of redistricting. Go to Oregon. President Trump won about 41% of the vote, and the Republicans have one out of about, I believe it's seven congressional seats in Oregon. That's all because of redistricting. You look at Illinois. The map of Illinois looks like a kindergartner drew it. It's almost funny when you look at how silly it is. All those cases, and I could keep going, are because Democrats have been redistricting for decades. It's one of the ways they have held on to, you know, some of these states congressionally that they have. And so if Democrats were sitting in the same seat, do you think they wouldn't do this in a heartbeat?
No.
They wouldn't give 2 seconds of thought about doing this. And so it's fair, it's legal, and we need to take advantage of it. And I would have no problem redistricting. Not only would I not have a problem, I think we need to support President Trump, and we need to do this, and we need to get it done. And quite frankly, if our legislature isn't strong enough to get it done, I can promise as governor, I will make sure it gets done, and we will pick up another congressional seat. And, you know, we've invested, you know, a good sum of money to get this message out. Actually, we're going to be doing some more. So we think it's important, and we need to play. I mean, I don't like this phrase, but I'm going to use it. We need to play politics as well as the Democrats.
Yep. No, that's a good way of putting it. That's the rules. We need to play by them.
That's right. And again, it's legal. It's fair. I'm not saying obviously doing something illegal or crossing the line, but this isn't. This is part of politics. And Republicans, one of the reasons we've lost for years and years and years is because we get skittish around stuff like this. And the Democrats don't. They never do. And so we need to step up and lead. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now, even while we're running, investing money in communicating this message. But I can promise, as governor, we'll get it done.
You're going to know this question. I ask it of all candidates because I believe it's essential that we elect solid conservative Republicans this fall. But will you support the Republican nominee regardless? I know you hope it'll be you, but regardless of who it ultimately is in the general.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Are all the Republican candidates perfect? No, far from it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be running, you know, in this business leader outsider lane, of which I'm really the only one that can win running in that lane against, you know, extremely career politicians. I mean, in some cases, people who have not had a job outside of politics in over a quarter century, people who have never owned a business in their lives. But that said, are they better than the Democrats? Absolutely. And they're good people. And yes, I would support them. Now, that said, I will say I don't hope I'm going to win. I strongly believe I'm going to win. Otherwise, you know, and I don't mean that to sound, you know, arrogant or anything, but I wouldn't have sold my two largest companies, and we're selling two more, if I didn't believe we were going to win. So we're all in on this. And we expect to, you know, we expect to be at Cedar Crest come, you know, January of 2027.
Well, it'll be a significant pay cut, I'm sure. Philip, if no doubt.
That's okay. You got to serve.
That's right.
You got to serve. That's important.
If folks are interested, and thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks are interested, if they want more information on your campaign, or if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit philipsarnecki.org, and that's SARNECKI.org, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, very simple.
Philip, I appreciate you, my friend. They can you're on socials as well, but I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you, if nothing else, we'll see you in January at the convention down here in Wichita.
I can't wait to be there. And by the way, the campaign is about a little over 5 weeks in, but it's going better than we could, you know, even imagine. People are clamoring and are really desperate for, an outsider, a new kind of leader. And we're excited to bring that to the state of Kansas. So thanks for having me, John. Great to be here. And if I don't see you before, we'll, like you said, we'll see you in January.
Well, I know we'll have you on again, and you know, we'll tease the audience. I know you and I have some something special planned for the January event.
And, yes, we do.
You and I are planning something fun. We'll tease them with that for now.
Okay, that's good. And by the way, you did social media, so LinkedIn, and we literally just started our Facebook page, so they can join that. We just started our X page. I had never been on those before, but you know, we're on them, and we're getting a lot of good info out there. So yeah, please follow us, and like you said, go to philipsarnecki.org and join the cause, join the movement. It's exciting, and we're going to bring a new day to the state of Kansas.
Phil, thank you again for joining us. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.